Chapters published in Signs of the Times. Many of the chapters of the Spirit of Prophecy volumes on the life of Christ had appeared, while in preparation, in Signs of the Times. Ellen White now decided to follow the same plan as she wrote the chapters for Volume 4. Just where she may have begun her writing for the book is unknown. She mentions doing such writing 2 years before James White's death. Now in 1883, the May 31st issue of The Signs carried as its lead article the beginning of a series of 20 articles featuring Martin Luther as the central figure in the Protestant Reformation. In preparing this material for publication, she was fulfilling the commission to trace the history of the controversy in past ages, selecting and grouping events in the history of the Church. Much of this history had passed before her in vision, but not all the details, and not always in its precise sequence. In a statement read at Autumn Council of the General Conference Committee on October 30, 1911, a statement that had been carefully read by Ellen White and carried her written endorsement, W.C. White spoke of how she received light on Reformation history and the manner in which the writings of others were an aid to her in this work.
The things which she has written out are descriptions of flashlight pictures and other representations given her regarding the actions of men, and the influence of these actions upon the work of God for the salvation of men, with views of past, present, and future history and its relation to this work. In connection with the writing out of these views, she has made use of good and clear historical statements to help make plain to the reader the things which she is endeavoring to present.
When I was a mere boy, I heard her read D'Aubigné's History of the Reformation to my father.
She read to him a large part, if not the whole, of the 5 volumes. She has read other histories of the Reformation. This has helped her to locate and describe many of the events and the movements presented to her in vision. This is somewhat similar to the way in which the study of the Bible helps her to locate and describe the many figurative representations given to her regarding the development of the great controversy in our day between truth and error. As mentioned earlier in this chapter, in 1882 and 1883 Ellen White had within easy reach the volumes of D'Aubigné's History of the Reformation. She recommended them as appropriate Christmas gifts in her review article. She pointed out that they were interesting and profitable and a source of valuable knowledge of God's hand in Reformation days. The Review and Herald frequently carried advertisements for D'Aubigné's books, and Butler, in the March 13th review, urged Adventists to secure and read them. A notice on the back page of the same issue of the review advertised the set of books, normally selling for $5, as available for $4.